We've all heard of matter. It's the stuff that makes up everything around us. But have you heard of antimatter? It's like a mirror image. Every matter particle has an antimatter partner, a particle with the same mass but opposite charge. When matter and antimatter collide, they annihilate each other. Back in 2008, several space-based experiments observed some unexpected antimatter orbiting above the Earth's atmosphere. The astronomers saw an excess of particles called positrons, which are the antiparticles of electrons. But where could they have come from? There were two theories. Could the positrons be related to dark matter, the invisible substance that's perplexed scientists for decades? Or were they emitted by two nearby astronomical objects known as pulsars? Researchers at the High Altitude Water Cherenkov Gamma Ray Observatory, or HOOK, have been monitoring the two pulsars and believe they may have found the answer. I'm Heather Walk, and I spoke to the experiment's US spokesperson, Professor Jordan Goodman, to hear more about pulsars.
Pulsars were first discovered when we looked up in the sky and saw pulsing objects. And what we know these are now are neutron stars. And a neutron star is the result of a collapsed star that collapses not to a black hole, but to basically a giant nucleus. You have a giant nucleus spinning around, and you've got a spinning magnetic field which produces a beam of light and particles. We call them pulsars because if that beam along the magnetic field hits us, we often see pulses of light or X-rays or even gamma rays timed to the rotation of that neutron star.
So pulsars can emit antimatter, but does this explain the source of the excess positrons?
One of the possible backgrounds that could be producing this excess of positrons is local sources. The most likely local sources are middle-aged nearby pulsars. The idea is that a middle-aged pulsar has been around long enough to send their electrons and positrons to the vicinity of Earth. These two objects that we've seen are two of the nearby pulsars that have been the prime suspects for this positron excess. And so I like to say what we've done is we haven't actually ruled out that they're not the cause. We've just given them a good alibi.
These results came from the HOOK Observatory in Mexico, which detects cosmic radiation reaching Earth. HOOK is an array of 300 water tanks, each holding almost 200,000 litres of water. The physics gets quite complicated here, but effectively, HOOK detects particles moving through the water faster than light can, which causes the particles to glow.
When a cosmic ray comes into the top of the atmosphere, it will initiate a shower of particles. So one particle comes in and starts this cascade of particles that might result in a million particles hitting the ground. And what our detector does is that it records the arrival time of the light that's produced when the particles hit the water. If you think about how we reconstruct the direction a particle came from, is if you put your hand on your keyboard of your computer, if you touched all the keys at the same time, you'd know your hand was going straight down. If you came in from the PLM side, you'd know it was coming in from the right, or the AQZ side, it was coming in from the left first. You could tell the arrival direction of your hand. That's what we do with our showers. So we point them back into space based on the arrival time of the light in the water across these 300 detectors.
HOOK has been able to observe radiation from the two pulsars and use a simple model to show that it's very unlikely they could produce positrons able to reach Earth and account for the excess.
One of the things that actually makes this measurement more believable in a certain sense is that the location of these two pulsars happens to be away from the galactic center. There are lots and lots of sources of gamma rays, but they get more dense as they move toward the galactic center. So if you're looking at a large extended object, how do you really know it's one object and it's not a collection of stuff? The nice thing about these two sources are they're in the direction of the galactic anticenter. And the density of sources out there is pretty low, so that when we see an extended object, we're pretty sure it's an isolated object. While it's possible that other people will take our data and say, oh, but I can show that we can get these particles here, the simplest model, Occam's razor view of it, is that it's probably not the case. It could be there's a more complicated explanation, but the great thing is we're going to have more detailed data as time goes along, and any model that people propose can then be compared against our measurements.
So it looks like the excess positrons could potentially hold the key to finally understanding the origins of dark matter. That was Professor Jordan Goodman from the University of Maryland speaking on behalf of the HAWK collaboration. The paper was published in Science.